Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Cybersecurity for All podcast, a podcast all about cybersecurity from ApeTech. I'm your host, Alex, and today we're going to be taking a deeper look into the CompTIA certifications. CompTIA offers a lot of different certifications, and if you are new to the cybersecurity space, a CompTIA certification is probably the best way to go. Now, I know that's a little bit controversial because I do get a lot of comments and opinions from people, but honestly, from the bottom of my heart, if you are completely new and you're just wanting to get your feet wet, you're going to want to keep listening to this episode because I assure you, this is probably from a beginner's perspective, right? I'm not talking about a veteran in the cybersecurity world for the last 10 years, right? This is from somebody that is completely new to this opportunity here of cybersecurity and they're interested, right? This is going to be the best way, in my opinion, for you to go, okay? There are a lot of pros and cons, and I want to walk you through those in this episode. I have personally held the CompTIA Security Plus certification, and will share my experience with you a little bit. And I'll also be discussing my favorite question I get asked all the time. Do you need a certification to get into cybersecurity? Let's take a deeper look. Before we jump into this episode, let me update you on a few things. First off, I now officially have 2 episodes where I have interviewed guests. Okay, please show your support and listen to those episodes for me, please. I go into deep conversation with my guests, and I really think that you are going to find something really valuable in those episodes. Don't forget to share with your friends and family. Okay, so please do me a favor. If you haven't listened to them, go back. There's 2 episodes, one with Christian Espinosa and one with Johnny Chips. Both super valuable episodes. I really, really think you're going to find something valuable. Usually episodes or podcasts that interview people, those are the ones that I learned from the most. So please do me a favor and go listen to those and help blow this up because I want as many people to listen to those interviews as possible. All right. And on that topic, we just crossed over 1,542 downloads. I have a goal of getting to 2,500 by the end of the year. But I might try to challenge myself to get there before the fall starts in September. So that's like September 21st, I believe, two-thirds of the way into September. I have a bunch of episodes planned out, but creating these episodes has been a little bit more challenging. You may have noticed I'm only publishing 1 a week. I really wanted to push 2 a week, so I'm going to have to put this production into high gear and get those episodes out to you. I do really believe in my podcast, and I will be investing more time and planning on getting all my planned episodes out there before the start of fall. I am so thankful to each and every one of you that tunes in to listen to my podcast. Every time someone listens to my podcast, I am motivated and encouraged to keep going. I really do hope you find something valuable here. Please feel free to share my podcast with your friends and family so they too can benefit from the Cybersecurity for All podcast. If you want to leave a message, there's a voicemail URL in the episode description that you can get a hold of me. Also, apetech.me/social is where you can find me and everything else that I'm working on. I'm very active on Twitter. You can find me there at apetechda. And if you enjoy the cybersecurity content but you want more, feel free to check me out on TikTok. I post even more content about cybersecurity there that you might enjoy. If you love my cybersecurity content here on the podcast, you're going to have to check me out everywhere else because across different mediums, I'm doing different things. So apetech.me/social is where you can get all the details. All right, enough of the updates. Let's get into the episode. When I was first getting into cybersecurity, I had no idea where to start. Every person you talk to will give you a different opinion, and many recommend that you look at certifications. I personally did a hybrid approach where I took some classes, right? I was at a private university in St. Louis taking a graduate certificate. So that was a series of classes where I learned specialized things. It wasn't the certifications like this CompTIA that we'll be talking about, but it was me just going to a university and basically taking a regular class. But instead of taking dozens of classes, you only had to take like 6 or 7 classes to get the certificate. So that's what I did, and the specialization was in cybersecurity. But after I did that, I also took additional classes within the university that were basically prepared me for the exams, and they provided the voucher to take the exam. So I did that as well, which is why I have the certifications that I have today. Okay. And when it comes to beginner certifications, CompTIA ranks high in the popularity list. They're not the best certifications to have in the field of cybersecurity, but from an introductory standpoint, they get the job done. Since I first received my Security Plus certification years ago, CompTIA has significantly increased their offerings. I want to look at each certification they offer, talk about it, share some of these salary expectations, and talk about the value of that specific certification. For the rest of this conversation, I'll be on comptia.org if you want to follow along. Additionally, I'm going to probably be in and out here with the audio because I am going to be looking up the price so that you have that from the latest, okay? So looking at the certifications that CompTIA offers, they're divided into four categories. You have the core infrastructure, cybersecurity, and additional professional. Let's take a closer look at each one of these categories. For this episode, though, we're going to be focusing on core, so just bear with me. We're just going to discuss all of the categories, and then we'll jump deeper into the core. So the core is going to be your fundamentals of IT and cybersecurity concepts. This is going to be super basic stuff, and if you're completely new to the world of IT or cybersecurity, this is where you want to start. These certifications, while challenging, should still be basic enough that anyone that studies for the exam should be able to pass. Next up are infrastructure. These certifications are geared towards IT system administrators or IT network administrators. You'll be working with servers and networks a lot more, and you have to have a pretty good understanding and access to how IT and cybersecurity works. Next up are the cybersecurity specific certifications. These are more advanced versions of the Security Plus certification and really start specializing within specific niches of cybersecurity. And finally, you have the additional professional certifications. These certifications are different from the others. These are, in my opinion, geared more towards folks within an IT organization, but not necessarily part of the technical team. Now that we've discussed these different categories, let's take a look at each category. And like I said, for this specific episode, we're going to be focusing on the core, right? So make sure you come back every week because I am going to be covering the rest of these categories over the next few episodes. Okay, so first off is the ITF or IT fundamentals. This is an introductory certification for those with very basic IT skills. The certification is marketed towards individuals that are not quite sure if they want to jump into a career in IT, but maybe they're interested enough to get a certification. This doesn't really make sense to me because most folks will want to try to get a job or some experience in the field as opposed to obtaining a certification first. I think the test is better suited for folks with a non-technical role in IT, and maybe they're wanting to switch to a more technical role. One last thought here is the fact that it's also, in their website, they explicitly call out that it's geared towards middle and high school age students. I think this is a good thing because introducing younger students into a technical field is a good thing. But I'm not sure how many students would take advantage or even know about this exam, right, or certification. The exam is only 60 minutes and it has 75 questions. There really isn't any earning potential with this one, at least not right, obviously, like right out of the gate. The exam is the cheapest at $126, but I don't, like, having the exam itself is not really going to like put you in this category of making a lot of money. So let me just real quickly see. Yeah, so the ITF, how much can I make with the ITF? And they say that in 2017, 5.4 million individuals worked as an IT professional. Yeah, so there's really no, like, this is just a very basic introductory one, so you're not going to really be hitting those big high numbers that most of IT is known for. So $126 for the test, 60 minutes, 75 questions, really good, just basic introductory one. So let's go on to the next one. All right, up next is the A-plus certification. Unlike the ITF Plus, the A-plus certification has been around for a while. I've always seen the A-plus certification as the certification to learn how to fix computers, but there's a little bit more to it. The A-plus certification is similar to the ITF in that it is the perfect certification for those just starting out with their careers in IT. But the certification is geared more towards technical folks that want to get started with IT. So the ITF is more towards like non-technical folks that want to get started with IT. The A-plus is going to be for those that are a little bit more technical, right? Maybe they're a lot more comfortable with computers and networks. Maybe they've dabbled a little bit with their home computers or home networks, right? And now they want a career in IT. So this certification will prepare you and introduce you to the basic concepts of IT and its typical IT work. The exam is 90 minutes with 90 questions, and the salary ranges. Now this is where the numbers start getting better, right? So this is a good exam for like a help desk type of job where average salary is about $45,000, or there's more like specialized desktop support analysts, right, at $60,000. So you're going to range between $45,000 to $60,000 on average for the salary. So lots of jobs opportunities here, being in tech support, field service technician, right? Like those geek squads, your Apple geniuses, right? That's what I was saying. Like, I always saw it as like a certification to fix computers, but obviously there's a little bit more that you can do with it. But yeah, definitely probably one of the better, more like if you're on the fence between ITF and A plus, I'd say go to A plus. That's going to be your first, your safest bet there. All right. So next up is the Network Plus certification. Now, this is perfect for those who want to focus on network administration. In this certification, you will be asked to know all about networks. Obviously, it's in the name. So you'll know how to configure and manage devices, how to troubleshoot network problems, and how to support the creation of virtualized networks. Basically, all the basic stuff when it comes to deploying and managing a network for just about any company. If you're looking to go a step beyond the basics, this Network Plus is the perfect certification. Like A Plus, this is a 90 question, 90 minutes. And let's take a look at the earning potential here. So with Network Plus, a network support specialist on the low end is going to make about $67,000. A network administrator is averaging in about $86,000. And then a network system analyst is capping out, or I wouldn't say capping out, but on the high end is doing about $92,000. So almost six figure. And yeah, this certification is definitely, compared to the first two, Network Plus is starting to give you the more bang for your buck. Your career with Network Plus or even the Security Plus, which we're going to be talking about next, is definitely going to help prepare your career a lot farther along. And it's definitely going to be the exam. Like if you're already comfortable in IT, right, like maybe you've been in IT like out of college and like you've been doing some work here and there, and or you're at least very comfortable with computers and networks and stuff, I'd recommend skip the first two because those are really geared towards like complete basic beginners. And so if you feel comfortable and confident that you can manage these things, I'd say jump straight into Network Plus or Security Plus, which again, we're going to be talking about next. Those two exams, even when I'll share the salaries for Security Plus, those are going to be really the two exams that if I was in this position, right, or maybe I already have a technical degree or just know a little bit more about IT, jump into that. Don't you're going to be really bored with the first two if you go that route. Okay, and then the final one is the Security Plus. This is the last one under the core umbrella. I've personally taken and passed this certification. I've never used it, but it was required for me to have while I was employed at one of my previous employers. The Security Plus certification has evolved since the last time I took it, and that's a good thing because the cybersecurity threat is evolving and changing every single day. It is recommended that you have the Network Plus security certification before you attempt Security Plus, but honestly, like I never had Network Plus, and the exam is easy enough that as long as you have the basic understanding of networks or you at least have an open mind, because the Security Plus will cover all the network concepts you need to know, like all the ports, how IP addresses are created and managed, right? Like, so as long as you're open and you learn those things, you're going to do just fine. You don't need to have the Network Plus certification. This exam is technical though, right? And you're going to need to know a plethora of cybersecurity facts. And if you want to jumpstart a career in cybersecurity, this is the first certification you want to be preparing for. This will lay out the foundations for future certifications, which we will cover at a later point in time. This exam is also 90 questions and you have 90 minutes to answer. And let's go take a look at the earning potential. So how much can I make? How much can I make with this Security Plus certification? So on the low end, a systems administrator is pulling in about $63,000, which is comparable to the Network Plus, right? 50th percentile if you're, again, if this is based on experience and like opportunities and luck a little bit, right? Your skills, right? So in the 50th percentile, so if you just average, right? It's $81,000. Now the system administrators that start really honing in on their skill and their craft and just really start excelling, Security Plus will be pushing you into the six-figure salary. So 75th percentile is $104,000, and with the top 90% or the top 10%, yeah, the top 10% of security, those that hold the Security Plus certification, are bringing in about $130,000. So definitely a lot more lucrative. Your earning potential is a lot higher with Security Plus. But again, cybersecurity is a huge topic, right? And it's something that is going to be around for a very long time. So I'm not really surprised with these numbers, right? Cybersecurity jobs is extremely lucrative, right? And this is why a lot of people are even interested, because of that high earning potential. So yeah, $130,000 is the highest end. I can personally attest that I was within that band of salaries that I just read off when I had Security Plus. So definitely, you're not going to get it overnight, right? Just because you have a Security Plus doesn't mean you're going to fall into those or immediately like make 130, but it is going to help you get new jobs. It's going to make you a lot more marketable, and you'll have the potential to make more money. All right, so there you have it, your overview for CompTIA's core certifications. There are many more exams to cover, but we're going to be leaving that for future episodes. If you want me to go deeper into any of these exams and maybe just dedicate a specific, because there's so much to talk about for each exam, let me know, shoot me a message, reach out to me on social media. I do plan on doing a lot more with respect to these exams. My only hesitation is that CompTIA is very particular, and I'm just going to try it and see if I get in trouble. But like, I don't know, like when I, because I did not renew my Security Plus certification, and they sent me an email saying, well, you need to like strip our logo from everything and don't tell anybody you have it or had it. And so I think it's kind of dumb, but I'm just going to go with it. And it's always easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission. So, and if worst case, if like push comes to shove, I'll like get the certification again. I personally don't believe in certifications anymore. But that's a topic for another day. But yeah, I do plan on creating a lot of content around this space. So I wanted to start at the beginning and cover the exams and basically just use this episode as a primer for them. But I do plan over the next few months going much deeper, providing a lot more information across my mediums, right? So across blog posts, across TikToks and YouTube. If you're interested in any of these, I assure you, I got a lot of content coming your way. But yeah, so let's see. Yeah, do you currently have any of these certifications? I personally had it, but I let it expire because I just didn't have any need for it in my current line of work. Are you planning on getting any of these? I'd love to hear from you. And if there's anything I can do to help you prepare for the exams, please let me know. If you look on Amazon, you will find books for each of the exams, and that will help you prepare. If you're not sure if a certification is right for you, please feel free to reach out. I'd be more than happy to discuss with you and determine what is best for you and based on your specific needs. I think the way I'm going to spend these, though, is going to be like study sessions, because since I don't have the exams, right, but I can prep, and there's nothing that says I can't, there's no rules that says that I can't share my study routine, right? And in fact, it is encouraged that people join study groups and stuff. The only difference is I'm going to be doing it digitally, right? I'm going to be doing it online. I'm going to be doing it solo, but I'm going to be sharing my thought process with everybody. So I'll just market it as me preparing to get the exams, and maybe I'll take the exams and have them, right? My only thing is like, the only thing I don't like about the certifications, like I don't mind having them, but two things is, one, I hate taking tests. I just don't test well. And two, they have an expiration date, which they should, because technology is always changing, but it's expensive, right? It's like, it becomes a full-time job to maintain these, and you have to pay like $50 to $80 to up to like $100 per test. And then, okay, maybe just not the CompTIA ones, but I think CompTIA is like $50 a year. So it's like for every 3 years, it's costing you $150. And then you have to write papers, and you have to write blog posts, and you have to like go to conferences. And there's just a bunch of different like things that you have to do to maintain them. So yeah, it's a chore after you get it. But the opportunities that are opened after you have it are significant. So food for thought. But yeah, if you're interested, stick around, make sure you leave a review, make sure you comment, make sure you follow me on social media, because it's going to be a good ride here. Well, that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you feel that someone you know could benefit from listening to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast, and thanks for the support. Thanks for being a part of this journey with me, and see you on the next one.